Chapter 5, The Power of Media. How many times have you heard a song that just sucks? It's completely terrible, yet it's been played on the radio over and over again. Before you know it, you're singing and humming that song. Why? Because it was played on the radio, so it must be good? We have been conditioned to think this. Who knows how it got on the radio or who they had to pay to get that song on the radio, but it's caught on, and now everybody is singing that song. The same goes for TV. Sometimes we believe things because it's said on the news, so it must be true. When you come across through media, you're just seen differently. You're perceived differently. The average new person, especially if you're targeting a segment of the population that doesn't create their own videos or do their own marketing, when creating a video, are just perceived as somebody so much higher than they are. You're perceived as an authority figure, as an expert in your niche because you said so on camera or simply because you said it in the form of a video or in the form of an audio. Media is a very powerful tool to create a perceived value for someone as opposed to just text. It's easy to record and produce video, especially now because we've got tools like Easy Video Suite where you can record, upload, and create a page. It's like recording on camera. The more you do it, the better you get at it. I found I can probably teach something that would take a week to write down in an hour. The technology has advanced so much that I don't think anyone can use the excuse, I can't do it. For example, you can record on your iPhone now and stick it straight on YouTube or Facebook. When it comes to talking about content, I'll expand a little bit on those three specific angles for delivering content a little bit later. The thing is, a lot of people make the mistakes of thinking that this is a talent they just don't have in order to create a video. That is the wrong way to think. When I see an athlete, a professional basketball player, for example, run across a basketball court, jump 10 feet, and slam dunk the ball, now that is talent. That is someone who has perfected a God-given talent of a certain height. I could probably get really good at shooting a basketball, but there's just a certain level I'd be able to reach before talent has to take me the rest of the way. When we're talking about creating video, it's a learned skill. If you have the right tools and learn how to use them, then it's just about practicing and executing it. That is what I mean when we say it's easy to record and produce. We know that when you're just starting out, that doesn't seem easy. However, know for sure it doesn't require any God-given talents. As a matter of fact, I was more shy than most. I didn't grow up wanting to be a marketer or wanting to be a salesperson. I didn't go to school for this. It was very tough for me to break out of my shell. It took a lot of practice. I was the type of person who used to hate hearing my voice when it was played back. But the reality is that those were personal things that I had to overcome and was a skill I just needed to learn. This is something you can learn and perfect, and once you do it, you'll see how easy it is. It's easier to teach others using video. For example, if you want to teach someone how to build a blog from scratch, if I want to write an ebook about that, it would be very hard to tell people how to set up a database, whatever it may be, unless you can take screenshots and put it into the PDF. But if you can actually walk someone through what they need to do, record a 30-minute video of you setting up a blog, it's much easier. It's easier not only for you, but also for the person following your training. It can be hard to convey what you want to teach when you're writing an ebook. Now you can plan out what you want to teach, maybe have a few pages open, hit record, and walk people through it. If you make a mistake, clap your hands, repeat what you want to do, and just move on. If you look at just conventional education around the planet, you go to school to learn using different mediums. When I went to college, there was written work that needed to be done as well as lab work that had to be done where you had to create projects. It's not about writing a report. It's about physically doing something. There's multiple things involved in the true learning process, and it's not just about reading. If it was just about reading, there would be no reason to go to school, and there wouldn't be no need to watch a teacher write things on a blackboard. The learning process has to do with triggering multiple senses, the visual and audio, for your user and your customers to absorb the information. You can physically demonstrate yourself doing things on video. It becomes a lot easier not just to teach it, but to absorb it. You'll actually have people that absorb your material and retain it better than when you're teaching it if you use just plain text. A lot of people tell me that they find my training easy to follow because they are step by step. For example, 1 week I covered how to build a blog. Instead of creating one video about half an hour to an hour long, I create about 15 videos showing each step. I've learned over the years, if I split a process into about 10 or 15 parts and make the video 1 to 3 minutes long, people will absorb it much better than just one very long video. I found that if you teach step by step, keep it short, that people will devour your content. There's a certain amount of time you can absorb information before your brain needs to look away. We tend to absorb things in smaller chunks better than we do big, huge pieces. You can break things up with video in a way you can't do otherwise. In a document, a person can see straight away that there are 300 pages to it. They're going into page one already apprehensive about how much they have left to go. However, it's completely different mentality when it says a 6 or 7 minute video long. They go into it with a total different mentality when you're doing small step-by-step programs. Earlier I mentioned about iPad, iPhone, and MP4, all the different formats of video. But I tend to deliver my training in multiple formats as well. If I was to go back to the original example of how to build a blog, we have 10 to 15 step-by-step 15-minute videos. But what I do is give people a PDF and tell them to print it and take each task as you complete it. Now, straight away, you have turned just a training video into multimedia. I've done this with nearly all of my products. I'll usually have a worksheet or check sheet or just something that accompanies the video. What helps the person go through the training, but again, it's about perceived value. It doesn't take 2 minutes to create a worksheet with some checkboxes, but when someone prints it off and goes through your training, checks off the task at the end of the 10 or 15 video, they've accomplished so much more and you've made it easy as possible. All you've had to do is create an extra PDF to accompany your video. Whenever you create your products, whatever it may be, try and think when you're recording videos, it's not just about the video. Try to add some other material to it, some checklists, some worksheets, maybe a mind map, just whatever it may be to help people go through your videos easier. People love accompanying material. My members love the fact that I give them a PDF that accompanies the video or an MP3 that accompanies the PDF. With this particular example, we're talking about content, different methods of delivering that method through video. The area to focus on for me is delivering in multiple formats in members areas. I look at my members area more like a private area where people who have paid, people who have taken action and truly want to be educated. I made those more private. They have a password to get into these areas, but I deliver the content there with video as well as, and it's very powerful. In my blog, however, I might deliver content and I might teach stuff that is really more broad. I put content on my blog in the form of video with the intention of eventually leading them to become a member of one of my members' areas. With YouTube, you can deliver content and it's easy to share. If you're teaching a tutorial about basket weaving, let's say, and you use keywords like basket weaving or how to make a basket in the description, you are very likely to be found on YouTube. This is a great way to start establishing a connection with your audience. The description can bring them to your blog where you're now even branding yourself a little more, and eventually getting them to purchase access to your How to Create Baskets members area. There's a certain amount of content I give away for free on YouTube that I want people to share. I want as many people as possible to find that content so I can create an interest and they'll come back to the blog to watch more videos about me. Then eventually I can create an interest in them to buy access to my membership sites. So I recommend that you consider delivering in multiple formats, but putting your videos in multiple areas on the internet like blogs, YouTube, and membership sites.